Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
In order to, so that, for. Glossary. This is Halloween. All. To hear, heard about. Traditional. A celebration. Famous. To fall on. Originally. Religious. The dead. However. As you know it. Although. Also. To celebrate. English speaking. A country. Like. The UK. The United Kingdom. Typical. An activity. To include. Humor. Fun. To come back. Full. Candy. To wonder. Apple bobbing. Anyone? Entertaining. To picture. A basin. To put. There. Ahead. To take out. A tooth. Two teeth. A winner. A loser. To end up. Wet. Unforgettable. A picture. During. A game. What else? Jack-o'-lantern. A haunted attraction. To meet. So as to. Equals to. To play a prank. To tell, told, told. Scary. A story. To watch. A horror movie. Everything. To say, said, said. True. What about? To wear. A costume. For fun. To scare. A neighbor. To go from door to door. To ask. Trick or treat. A practical joke. A sweet. To go home. In fancy dress. Indeed. To try. To carve. A knife. So as to. A turnip. A pumpkin. A hole. An eye. A big smile. A candle. To cut out. A face. A decoration. To see, saw, seen. Everywhere. A threshold. By. A front porch. To experience. A small town. To feel like. Even. A grown-up, an adult. To play along. Grammar. Expression of purpose. In order to, so as to. In English, you use in order to, so as to, and to express a purpose. The three are followed by a bare infinitive, dictionary form. In order to is the formal expression. Example. You press this button in order to open the door. So as to is a common expression. Example. You press this button so as to open the door. To is the standard expression to express a purpose. It is the most frequent expression. Example. Every day, I take the bus to go to work. In order that, so that. In English, you use in order that or so that to express a purpose. In order that is the formal expression. It is followed by a pronoun and may or might. Example. You press this button in order that you may open the door. So that is the standard expression to express a purpose. It is always followed by a pronoun and a modal, generally. So that is the standard expression to express a purpose. It is always followed by a pronoun and a modal, generally can, but other ones are possible. Example, you explain slowly so that I can understand. 4. In English, we use for to express purpose in two cases. In front of a noun. Example, the children want video games for Christmas. He left for work. In the middle or the end of a sentence. It is followed by a gerund, verb ending in ing. Example, you press this button for opening the door. We cannot say or write, for opening the door, you press this button. We must use in order to or to at the beginning of a sentence. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. This is Halloween.
You've all heard of Halloween, haven't you? It's a traditional French celebration. Sarah?
Halloween is a famous celebration. It is American. It falls on October 30th. Halloween is a famous celebration. It is American. It falls on October 31st.
Right. Originally, Halloween was a religious celebration for the dead. However, the celebration as you know it is American. Although children also celebrate it in Canada and other English-speaking countries like the United Kingdom or the Republic of Ireland, typical festive Halloween activities include humor and fun. Do you know about them?
I know that people visit haunted attractions. They meet friends so as to play pranks like children. And they tell scary stories and watch horror movies.
Everything you say is true. But what about children? What do they do on Halloween?
For Halloween, they wear costumes for fun or to scare friends and neighbors. They go from door to door, so as to ask trick or treat. A trick is a practical joke. A treat is a sweet. When children go home in their fancy dress, they come back with a bag full of candy.
That's correct. I'm wondering if you know any Halloween games, like apple bobbing. Anyone? I'm wondering if you know any Halloween games, like apple bobbing. Anyone? This is actually very entertaining to watch or play.
What's apple bobbing?
How can I explain so that you can picture it? First, you put apples in a basin of water. Then, children put their heads in the water in order to take an apple out with their teeth. Winners or losers end up with a wet face. You can make unforgettable pictures during this game. Anyway, what else do we have on Halloween?
There's the jack-o'-lantern.
Indeed. What is it?
People also carve pumpkins with a knife so as to make a jack-o'-lantern. Originally, in England, they were made with a turnip. Can you believe it? So you try to carve pumpkins so as to have a face. There are holes for the eyes and a big smile. You put a candle in the pumpkin when you cut out the face. It is a decoration you see everywhere on Halloween, on the threshold, by the front porch. I had the chance to experience Halloween in a small town in Georgia, and it felt like Christmas. Children love it. Even grown-ups play along. It's really fun.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. Wentworth, you have all heard of Halloween, haven't you? Is it a traditional French celebration, Sarah? Sarah, Halloween is a famous celebration. It is American. It falls on October 31st. Wentworth. Right. Originally, Halloween was a religious celebration for the dead. However, the celebration, as you know, it is American. Sarah, I know that people visit haunted attractions. They meet friends so as to play pranks like children. And they tell scary stories and watch horror movies. Wentworth, everything you say is true. But what about the children? What do they do on Halloween? Sarah, for Halloween, they wear costumes for fun or to scare friends and neighbors. Wentworth, that's correct. I'm wondering if you know any Halloween game like apple bobbing. Anyone? This is actually very entertaining to watch or play. Sarah, what is apple bobbing? Wentworth, how can I explain so that you can picture it? First, you put apples in a basin of water. Then, children put their heads in the water in order to take an apple out with their teeth. Winners or losers end up with a wet face. You can make unforgettable pictures during this game. Anyway, what else do we have on Halloween? Sarah, there is the jack-o'-lantern. Wentworth, indeed, what is it? Sarah, people also carve pumpkins with a knife. so as to make a jack-o'-lantern. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.